Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, am I wrong? Or is it a good feeling when it's Friday and your county is going green? It's 6:15, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in a dimly lit studio high atop the hill overlooking Sunbury. A skeleton crew continues here, but I feel we're slowly coming back. We're playing it safe the way it's supposed to be played, and soon Laura will be back in the studio with us. Laura is at home in a makeshift studio, which she's done quite well in over the past 11 weeks. It's still Tom and Laura from the morning, but it's live, it's local, and it's from two different zip codes. Today, Northumberland County goes green, and Laura lives on the southernmost tip of our county, I think. Is that the right direction we're going in? Southwest, maybe? I don't know. Where beautiful Elysburg meets the coal region? Yeah, right there at the edge of the county. Whatever. The whole county, the biggest county in our backyard group, is going green today. Union County, the other county in our group, is finally going green as well. Snyder and Montour County, you guys have been green already. So finally, the big county, Northumberland County, goes green. Let's not go crazy now, all right? Let's just take it easy, all right? I've already seen signs of it's over. Let's drop the masks and party. Not just yet. Calm down. We'll get there, all right? The bars and restaurants will open, all right? Shout out to my friends at the Hookies in Norrie. They're excited. They opened up at 10 o'clock this morning. Yeah! And to my best friend in the world, Davey at the El Rancho, let's just open the doors, bud. Let's just have some fun, grab a cheesesteak and a cold one, and have lunch. All right, let's do that. You know, let's ease into it. Don't bitch and moan when there's not as many seats because you got to be 6 feet apart. Don't complain when you got to wear your mask on the way in and the way out, but you can take it off to eat your food and drink your beverage. These are going to be crazy rules, but we got to live by them, all right? We got to follow the rules so we don't, like, spike, as the CDC is worried about, and all of a sudden coronavirus comes back on us. We don't want that to happen. Let's have a good time today, all right? And I don't know, for you people that already don't believe this is real, I can't believe you people. First of all, really, over 100,000 casualties here, and you're like, well, it's made up, it's a political scam. Whatever you're up to, you got your own mind. And it's for you people that I wanted to invent a new contest here in 94KX today. Every time you hear Green Day, you qualify to win a chance for one of our staff members here to come over, drop our mask, and cough on you. That would be a great contest. Unfortunately, upper management struck it down. So, as I continue to think out loud in this segment, I will say, play it safe. Let's enjoy this Friday. Let's enjoy this Green Day. But remember, play it safe. You're not Superman. All right? Coronavirus is our kryptonite, indeed. Speaking of it, it is Superman Day. I have no idea what that means.
June 12th, happy Superman Day.
What?
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Superman or Green Lantern.
They call me Superman.
Superman, where are you now?
Superman.
I'm no Superman.
Never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
I'm no Superman.
And neither am I. I'm Tom Morgan, thinking out loud. Hey. 94KX, Grande and Gaga. What a weird combination, but what a wonderful song. Rain on me, no thank you. Sunshine, please. Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
Authorities in South Carolina are looking for a man who recently broke into a closed Waffle House restaurant and made multiple meals for himself. Wow, that's insane. A Waffle House was closed?
It's just fun.
Love the music.
It pumps
Pumps me up.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
It's so funny.
Life worth talking about.
94KX.
With Wise Markets, a $20 gift card.
Awesome. Thank you.
And what's even more awesome than that is you're qualified to win in a couple weeks, even bigger, so you can have the biggest, most awesomest cookout ever from Wise Markets.
Right.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
It gets me pumped in the car during my morning commute.
94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in Sunbury. Laura's at home in Elysburg. She's no stranger. How you doing, partner?
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. We made it to Friday and it's a green day, so we should have some kind of contest. But no, we're going to play it safe. We're going to play it safe.
That's okay.
Yeah.
If people are getting out and about, just remember to take your masks and be patient with local businesses that are reopening today.
That's pretty much what we said at the top of the show, so very good on the echo there. We have
You're
to
welcome.
Still take it easy. We're all excited, but, you know, just take it easy. We're all going to get there safely.
In my brain, all I'm thinking about is, like, our friends at Spyglass and a lawn chair and live music and a cocktail and lots of people outside. Like, I'm thinking about it, and I want it to happen so bad.
You are right there. We want to start having 94KX VIPs on the lawn watching a show. That may take a while, but we will get there, indeed.
We will, indeed. Baby steps. Baby steps.
Baby
it's
steps.
All good.
Yeah. Hey, your wonderful husband. He is one of the greatest guys in the world.
Yes, he is.
He is so the opposite of you. And today is National Loving Day, where no matter what the difference is, we're all going to love each other. And I know you love the guy. We all love Keith.
Do people know what National Loving Day actually represents?
Well, yes. We explained that earlier this morning as well. So, okay, good.
I was on a run. Sorry.
No, that's okay. You're here with us now. So I'm thinking when I saw this TikTok this morning, you have to pull this on old Keith, though, because it would be the funniest thing ever.
Okay, what am I pulling on him? I will look it up right now.
Because he is so laid back. And he is so funny without being energetic. That's his delivery. Very dry. You go to a Starbucks this weekend. You go to the drive-thru. And you make sure he's driving so he has to place the order. And they have a new strawberry-flavored drink on the menu called Pink Drink. But what you do is, before he could look at the memo or the menu or whatever you want to call the thing, you say, well, let's stop at Starbucks. What do you want? And then he says what he wants. And then when you pull in, you say, I want the pinkity drinkity.
The pinkity drinkity? I'm looking at this TikTok.
This is so Laura. It is going viral. Listen.
Okay.
All right. It is going viral. I gotta reset the computer here. Okay.
Okay, that's
it. It is going viral. Listen.
Anything else?
Yeah, and I'll have a pinkity drinkity for the lady.
What is it?
Pinkity drinkity.
The pink drink?
If that's what it's, yeah. Josh, she set me up. Okay. The pinkity.
That is the best. Like,
okay. Dang it.
That darn it, he says.
Dang it.
That is so Laura and Keith right there. Because he would be like, Laura, really? Dang it.
I want a pinkity drinkity.
Dang it. So we want people in Central PA to try that too and let us know how it goes, because I think it's good fun and whatever. It could be embarrassing.
You know, I'm feeling like I do have a few errands to do this evening on the strip.
There it is.
That is the closest Starbucks.
Pinkity drinkity.
Sounds refreshing.
94KX.
Got enough of you, baby.
Smash Mouth from an even weirder movie in the 90s called I Can't Hardly Wait. Released in 1998. Before that, Elder Barge, Who's Johnny from Short Circuit, 1986. This is not a theme for today's Flashback Friday.
Yes, it is.
Well, see, I thought...
Freddie Prince Jr. in Can't Hardly Wait. That was like the epitome of his career.
Yes, it was. Another lesser-known movie. Maybe it has dust in your DVD closet or your video closet. But still, a cool movie and a very cool song. I just don't know if we could theme all of Flashback Friday on movies. Movie Mike would love it. Who's your greatest movie hero ever?
Oof. That That is like a loaded question.
Think Indiana Jones.
I do love me some Indy.
Yeah, I knew you did. According to a new poll by Empire Magazine, yeah, Indiana Jones is the number one movie hero of all time. This from Raiders of the Lost Ark, by the way. Others include from Alien, Sarah Connor.
Yes.
Okay.
She's amazing.
Marty McFly? Really? Back to the Future? He's considered a movie hero, I guess.
He saves the day, saves his own life by making sure that his parents get together.
Yeah, weird way to save the world. But
right.
Okay. More recent entries, the Black Panther. I say Batman. That would be a recent entry because I'm not talking the cartoon from the 60s. I'm talking the Batman movies.
Exactly, Batman. With Christian Bale.
Yeah, only the greatest
what
Batman
about,
ever.
This is a good one. Okay. A little female power here. Moana.
Female power. Okay.
What about Moana? She bravely steps into the unknown to go and save her village from the darkness that's sort of spreading across the sea.
Okay.
Finds herself and helps her people sort of step outside of themselves. I think that's a perfect hero.
Who wasn't, you know, who doesn't want to do that in life? You know what I mean? I mean, who?
Right.
Who wasn't with her in that flick? You know, why don't we ask the audience, why don't we make this a social media thing today with Tom and Laura? Ask them.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, I knew you'd be on this. You're the social media part of the show. I mean, let's see. And you know what, people? It's Friday. You can get as weird as you want or as serious as you want.
If you think that a hero is a hero in a movie, you know what? It can be anything, anyone. Who do you think is the best movie hero? But it doesn't necessarily have to be like Captain America.
No, right? It doesn't have to be. No, you know what? Today is Superman Day, and I don't know what that means. But it doesn't have to be Superman. Who is your Superman? Let us know.
I like it.
All right. So log on now, and you just want to do this on Facebook, girl? You're going to do it all over the place. I don't know about
we'll
you.
Do it on the 94KX Facebook page. I'm going to post on up a question. Mm-hmm. Who do you think the best movie hero is? I'm saying Moana.
All right.
I love Moana.
I just spoke too quickly and said Batman. I might want to rethink that throughout the show. So we'll let you know, but be part of the show right now on a Flashback Friday. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX
on a Flashback Friday. We got a birthday and Cheap Trick. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, late night TV from last night.
Around the country, protesters aren't waiting for cities and counties and are pulling down monuments to Confederate history.
Last night in Richmond, protesters tore down the statue of former Confederate President Jefferson Davis.
Yeah, if people are upset about Confederate statues coming down, they're going to be really mad when they hear what happened to the Confederacy.
NASCAR on 94KX.
Remember this one, Laura?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Beverly Hills Cop. The dude's
the
name.
Fact,
playing
Harold
that keyboard. Yeah.
Faltermeyer.
Very good. Harold Faltermeyer.
Harold.
I think he works at the Turkey Hill on Front Street in Sunbury now.
He does now. He does indeed.
Go in and say hello. Kind of a weird movie theme on Flashback Friday. We'll talk about it coming up.
not going to go for that banana in the tailpipe trick again.
Beverly Hills Cop, Eddie Murphy, was so good in that movie. We are doing movie heroes today as an unofficial theme of Flashback Friday. So you were talking Moana. She actually finished number 10 on the poll.
Did she?
Yeah, so you're right there in the top 10. It's all pretty good. We want to know what Central Pennsylvania thinks. You could be unusual if you want. I mean, Marty McFly from Back to the Future finished number 7, so I wouldn't say
he was... That's a little different.
Yeah.
That's different.
But people, you know, people's taste in movies, you know, very different too, right? I mean...
Oh, yeah. I mean, Movie Mike is the expert on that one.
Oh, so wish we had him here in the studio live this morning. He would just go off on not only movie heroes, but the music that goes with the movies. He goes pretty far back, too. Mike's not old, but he knows every movie ever made, I think.
I think so, too.
Number 3 on the list, by the way, Laura, Rick Blaine from Casablanca.
Oh, here's looking at you. Kid.
Hey, that's not a bad Rick. That's a,
thanks.
Who would have thought Laura Good did a Humphrey Bogart? You know?
I try.
There's a little new kid. Yeah, there you go. Nice, nice. All right. We move on to what we usually do every morning at this time, and that's Biter's
Birthday Buddies!
You betcha. Music-wise, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, the blues guitarist, is 43 today. Meredith Brooks from the 90s is 62. She had one song. Bitch.
And yes, that's very true.
There you go. Cheap Trick, the chubby goateed drummer, Buddy Carlos, is 70 years old today. We just heard from Cheap Trick, and believe it or not, that was a total coincidence. That's kind of funny. Anyway, it looks like I completely lost the birthdays again because I got logged out. So here's what's going to happen.
Check your phone, Thomas. Check your phone.
Oh, you just sent them to me on a screenshot?
Check your phone. I got you.
Oh, yes, you do, girl. You got me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at the local celebs we call birthday buddies. Amanda Boyer from Danville is 48 today.
Ashley Smith from Trevorton turns 31.
Happy birthday to Barbara Christmer from Milton. She's 57 today.
Chelsea Webb from Sealands Grove turns 29.
Small little print.
Sorry.
There's nothing you can do about it. You saved my life. All right. Danielle Mogish from Northumberland is 44 today. Who's this girl David coming up? Oh, wait. I'll do David Mullen from Lewisburg, 46, because you're going to do this next girl.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Do it.
Jamie Hynoski from Sunbury turns 41 today. We love Jamie.
Jamie's a good friend of ours from Wise Markets, right?
Yeah. She is.
Jennifer Tyler from Northumberland is 45 today.
Jessica Nichols from Sunbury turns 38 today.
Jessica Regal from Herndon is 37 today.
Lenny Carl from Trevorton turns 37.
Melissa Millar from Danville is 47.
Michael Marino turns 51 today.
Happy birthday to Michelle Kirstetter from Port Trevorton. She's 55.
Toby Krause from Freeburg turns 45.
Tony Lynn Coyley, from Sealands Grove, 57.
And that's all she wrote.
Nobody on the text club today, but that's how you can win, you know, right?
Yes. And in order to be in it to win it with Biter's, mm-hmm. you have to make sure that you join our text club. Sign up at WQKX.com and then make sure that you text those birthdays to 49330. You can also hit us up on the 94KX Facebook page or call us on the Ford Fun Line.
And a big congratulations to our weekly winner from Biter's, Carrie Grove from Milton. Carrie, she's got a gift card from Biter's Furniture.
$100, Carrie, you have Woo-hoo! To spend. Congratulations, and thanks for being part of Birthday Buddies.
Each and every day at about this time, it's Tom and Laura's Biter's
Birthday Buddies!
On 94KX.
94KX on a Flashback Friday, celebrating all the drinking establishments, all the watering holes that are open on this green day in Northumberland County. There you go. It's, wow.
It's something to celebrate.
It certainly is. And your texts and your requests just keep coming in. One of the underlying themes that we have been talking about all day is your favorite movie heroes. Laura posted up on the Facebook, The Book of Faces.
The Book of Faces, yes, indeedy.
Anybody say Ripley from Alien?
No, that was on the list.
Yeah, number 2. Wow. How about Trinity from Matrix?
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I love her.
Number five, your husband, old Keith, he's a big Terminator fan.
Sarah Connor.
There it is, number six. Let us know who your movie heroes are.
Yeah, the number one, according to readers in this magazine survey, was Indiana Jones. I love me some Indy.
I have never met a person, now maybe Movie Mike would dispute this, I've never met a person who didn't like Indy. I mean, Indiana Jones was like the common man's hero.
Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones.
remember how he would fight his way out of anything, but he hated snakes, you know? I mean,
yes. It always has to be snakes.
So you're out snakes. You're out in your backyard in the RDs mowing the lawn, and a garter snake goes by, and you go, ah! You scream like a baby, and everybody laughs at you. You can say, hey, man, Indiana Jones didn't like snakes.
That's why you always have your whip on your hip, so you can just get that snake away. Just toss it aside.
Your whip?
On your hip. Just like Indy.
Thank you. Go ahead, Laura. Go ahead.
I don't want to take away from Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta.
Really?
Plus, I need Matt the News Guy.
Where is Matt the News Guy when you need him? Flashback Friday, 94KX. There it is. Anybody in that movie that could be a movie hero? You know, I mean, it was weird, but I don't know.
I think that Frenchie is the unsung hero of that film.
Wow, I couldn't agree more.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Hey, this is Movie Mike coming to you from my home theater. Because of the coronavirus, one of the big summer movies is skipping its theatrical release and instead debuting on demand today. I'm going to review it for you right now. In The King of Staten Island, Pete Davidson plays a wisecracking, heavily tattooed stoner. In other words, he plays Pete Davidson. When his mom, played by Marissa Tomei, starts a new relationship, she wants him to move out. He's not equipped to care for himself, though, which leads to one crisis after another. In the end, he has to confront the thing that has left him in such an immature state. He's never recovered from the trauma of his firefighter father dying when he was a kid. The King of Staten Island is based on Davidson's own life. His father was a fireman who died saving people on September 11th. Together with director and co-writer Judd Apatow, he turns his personal pain into comedy gold. The movie has big laughs in showing how the character's slacker mentality screws up literally everything in his life, from his dead-end job to his relationship with a would-be girlfriend. At the same time, the story takes trauma and dysfunction seriously. There's a lot of truth in the situations this guy finds himself in, and the unexpected way he starts to heal is surprisingly touching. Davidson is excellent playing a version of himself, and Bill Burr is a scene stealer as Tomei's boyfriend with whom he endlessly clashes. At 137 minutes, The King of Staten Island could have used a slight trimming, but this is a comedy of real substance. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 Ariana Grandes.
I see what you did there. Thank you, Movie Mike. Movie Mike's movie hero, by the way, are you ready for it? Fletch.
Oh, my gosh. That goes right along with somebody who posted on the 94KX Facebook page. They said Clark Griswold.
Clark Griswold. There you go. I say Ty from Caddyshack, all the same actor. That's pretty interesting. Anyway, or maybe I'm a Carl Spackler kind of guy. Speaking of Caddyshack, I don't know. I got Tom and Laura in the morning going for me.
Yes.
Which is nice. 94KX, Flashback Friday, there's a movie no one remembers, and that's okay. From the 90s, the movie was Give My Regards to Broad Street. Starring Paul McCartney, who also did the music. The best part of the movie, David Gilmour from Pink Floyd playing the guitar at the end of the theme song. That's about it. Other than that, it just plain sucked. There you go. We're taking a look at movies and movie heroes. You've come up with a few that you've texted me. That's pretty interesting. You could...
Oh, movie songs?
Yeah, yeah,
or
exactly.
Movie heroes?
Well, no, the movie songs, which sometimes go with the hero, sometimes not. Was Paul McCartney the hero in the movie Give My Regards to Broad Street? I guess he wanted to be, but...
I don't know if I've ever seen that
I movie. Don't think anybody except Paul and Linda McCartney, maybe Ringo Starr went to see it because he had a cameo in the movie. I don't even think Movie Mike saw that movie. That's how bad it was. But anyway, the song was good. And I was scrambling for a song. You guys listening to us this morning, it doesn't have to be a movie song, but if you have one, let us know. That would be great. Anything new on social media, my dear?
In terms of movie heroes, No, we're a little quiet right now. So I encourage people to chime in on the 94KX Facebook page. Clark Griswold, man. People love him.
Once movie Mike said Fletch, who is also Chevy Chase, Clark Griswold.
Exactly.
And Ty from Caddyshack. Oh, my. Who is your movie hero? He doesn't actually have to be a hero. He or she could be the dumbest character in the flick. Just let us know.
MacGyver would like you to know.
Okay.
That his movie hero is Hooch. From Turner and Hooch.
Oh, what an excellent selection, MacGyver, because you are just like Hooch, man.
Yes, he is.
Maybe minus the drool, okay?
He gets drooly sometimes. Come here, MacGyver. You're telling us about your favorite scene? Okay, that's excellent.
And let me guess, Murphy the Morning Show dog, he's probably more like an Air Bud kind of guy.
How did you know? How did you guess?
I just kind of, his demeanor.
He likes the Christmas special edition of Air Bud. He just really likes holiday films.
There you go. Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in the studio. Laura at home with the pooches.
Oh, yeah.
94KX on a Flashback Friday, flashing back to the 90s. CMB, Color Me Bad.
Thank you for playing my song.
You're welcome. I have no idea what movie it was from, so I just said, all right. Is she just asking for a song?
I was like rapid fire sending you songs from movies, but the one that I really wanted to hear was Rolling with My Homies.
Coolio, Rolling with My Homies. Don't even think it's in our library, and we have 8 million songs in the library.
That's from Clueless.
Oh, boy.
It was featured in that movie. Anyway.
And evidently, some of us... here at the radio station are clueless because we can't find the song, but maybe we'll dig it up and play it by 9. It's Tom and Laura in the morning on a Flashback Friday. Your requests are always welcome. And an unofficial theme today is movie heroes, and they could be like anybody. It doesn't have to be super action hero or, some love story movie. It could be that. Could be a comedy. Could be anything.
It could be anything. Somebody commented, Juno. Remember that movie?
Oh, what a beautiful story. What a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
Great movie hero.
Thank you for that on Facebook. Juno. Oh, great idea. I have so many, but some are funny, some are serious, and some are downright evil. I love Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman. Is he a hero in that movie? Well, he's a war hero. He's a war hero, but in life, is he a hero? I don't think so.
I don't know about that, no.
Hoo-ah, Charlie. I love Batman. I mentioned that. I have some dark favorites as far as movies.
Okay.
Is the CIA agent in To Live and Die in L.A. my hero? That was one freaky movie. I know it wasn't Willem Dafoe in that flick, but I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
That's a negative.
Yeah, see? Thank you. You're always there to support me or tell me, no, Tom, don't do that. I need my Laura to say, no, we're not going to do that, Tom.
Just no.
Hey, here's a hero for you, Laura, and you don't really think of these people until the recent pandemic when we start thinking about who the frontline people are. Your UPS driver. That guy's a hero. Right? He has been delivering stuff to you through the pandemic with the rubber gloves and the mask on. He's been cleaning the packages. He's been doing all that. So a neighborhood in New York, Smithtown, New York, actually, they love their UPS driver, Greg Watkins. So they showered him with gifts when he showed up.
You're an essential worker, but you've always been essential to us. You know our families, we know your families, we adore you, and we just want to say thank you.
So amazing.
How about that?
Awesome.
Listen to his speech now. Because he's been doing it for years and years in that neighborhood in New York.
Again, it's been a pleasure to be in this area and just... To get to know everybody here. I'm watching your kids grow. I'm watching them start to drive. I'm getting old.
I'm getting old.
I have about another 2 years on this route, so
I'm blessed to know each and every one of you. And
for 13 years, he's been delivering UPS in that neighborhood. He's going to retire in 2 years. But they showered him with over 50 gifts. That's just, wow, doesn't that make you feel good?
It's fantastic.
News is next. 94KX. Red McCormick. There's a movie hero, young Ren McCormick, moving into town and finding out that they're not allowed to dance.
He was from Boston, and it upset him.
It very much upset him, especially when the reason why they couldn't dance was biblical. Oh, he was fighting it to the max.
You know him as
Kevin Bacon.
But he did fight the power.
And he won.
He did.
Way to go, Ren McCormick.
I love that movie.
So do I. And way to go, Deb Miller, for requesting that song from the 1984 movie Footloose. You know, Laura, that thing cranked out. That soundtrack cranked out the hits.
It did indeed. I also like the cheesy remake. And I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit that.
I was going to say, I never would expect you to say that. Wow.
It's not awful. It's not good, but it's not awful.
Okay, how about the soundtrack? Is it awful?
No, it's decent.
So is it new people singing the same songs, or is it totally different songs?
No, they kind of rework the old songs into it, but it's new people. Still, it's a full-blown remake, like a full-blown reboot. So it's still Ren McCormick. He still tries to get the preacher's daughter. He still can't dance. They still secretly dance, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, Kenny Loggins did the Footloose song, of course. You remember Denise Williams. Let's hear it for the boy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there was also Bonnie Tyler holding out for a hero. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember,
I forgot about that song.
Remember Mike Reno from Loverboy and Ann Wilson from Heart? Almost Paradise.
It's a great song. I'm going to have to listen to that now. Can we play that song?
Yeah, sure, if we have time. Carla Bonoff, you might not remember that. Somebody's Eyes, that was from that movie. How about Sammy Hagar, The Girl Gets Around? That was a cool song. And
they're all great songs.
Moving Pictures did Never on that soundtrack, too. A lot of hits. Footloose, those were the days. Anything new on The Book of Faces, as we asked Central PA who their movie heroes
are? Listen, here's the thing. People are commenting Ren McCormick.
Oh,
I'm serious.
My. Way to go. Kevin Bacon, Ren McCormick. Or if they like the remake, like you said, Laura, I don't even know who the actor was that did Ren McCormick.
He's like a dancer kid. I can't remember his name. Juliana Hough is in it, though.
Oh, that make it good.
That blonde chick from Dancing with the Stars made like the move into movies.
Yeah, that makes it real good right away. And any other heroes that are unexpected in Central PA?
No, I'm telling you. I think Indiana Jones and Clark Griswold are going to win the day.